This is a Fox News alert pushing toward Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Invading Russian forces fighting their way to the Ukrainian capital. In Kiev, Fox's Steve Harrigan says you can hear the approaching threat.
In the very distance, it's sort of like a low thunder. It sounds like artillery fire. It means the battle is coming closer to Kiev between Russian armored vehicles and Ukrainian forces. The U.S. military had said those forces from Russia are within 20 miles. And as we can hear, they're inside 20 miles now. The real question is whether they will try and take the city street by street, or whether the goal will be to simply surround the city, send in forces, and, quote, decapitate the leadership.
Earlier, President Zelensky addressed his country and said he's staying, despite intelligence that says he is the Russians' number one target to be captured or killed. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, was in Washington when the invasion began. He is racing back to Kiev to join the president and the rest of the cabinet, telling Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
But if a Ukrainian soldier is fighting these days in the trench, these hours in the trench, and sacrifice his life, how can I not be with them, be with the people of Ukraine?
President Biden announcing new sanctions against Russian banks and industry yesterday, not far enough, according to his critics. The latest Fox News poll suggesting the president's support continues to wane among the American people. Nearly 7 in 10 respondents saying they are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country. The invasion of Ukraine about to be felt by Americans at the pump. Gas Buddy predicting a 25-cent per gallon increase in the average price for a gallon of gas within 2 weeks, saying $5 per gallon is not impossible in the event of a prolonged conflict. Wall Street closing Thursday higher, the Dow gaining 92 points, NASDAQ up 432, the S&P 500 added 63. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Changes are reportedly coming today to the face mask recommendations from federal health experts.
The CDC is expected Friday to announce that most Americans will no longer need to mask up in indoor public spaces, according to AP sources familiar with the matter. The change is part of the administration's change in strategy to move to a new phase of learning to live with COVID rather than trying to prevent all instances of infection. Under current guidelines, masks are recommended for people in communities of substantial or high transmission that accounts for roughly 95% of U.S. counties. The new metrics will still consider caseloads and hospitalizations as both drop dramatically nationwide. Many states already lifted mask mandates and other restrictions that upended life for the last 2 years. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz telling the first day of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida, vaccine mandates need to go as well.
If I want to get a vaccine, I'll get the vaccine. If I don't want to get the vaccine, I won't get the vaccine. And it's none of your business how I decide for me and my family.
Former President Trump scheduled to speak to the conference on Saturday. Republican Senator James Inhofe reportedly planning to announce his resignation in the next few days.
Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma has been a fixture on Capitol Hill since 1994. But now sources are saying the 87-year-old is ready to retire before his current 6-year term is up. AP reports Inhofe may announce his retirement now because of an Oklahoma law that says the governor has to hold a special election if a lawmaker announces they intend to retire by March 1st. Inhofe's chief of staff, Luke Holland, is expected to run for the seat. A Republican's heavily favored to get that seat since Oklahoma hasn't elected a Democratic senator in decades. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Ford recalling nearly a quarter million heavy-duty pickup trucks in the U.S. because the drive shafts on certain F-250 and F-350s can fracture and cause a loss of power. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.